This is RSVNB Update, episode 34, recorded Thursday, February 9th, 2006. All right, everyone, we're here.
Yay.
With somebody. Yeah, as you know, Pika is overly energetic, as he always is.
Yay!
He just got in quickly from that place where you go with your camel. But anyways...
RSVNB update, yay!
Anyways, yes, we're here this week with the crazy one. Would you care to say hello?
Hi.
Yay!
Yeah, so... You've been a mod with us for quite some time, and we never got around to actually having you on the show.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I remember.
Yeah.
I joined RSVNB April 18th of 2005.
And I don't know, when did we make you a mod?
Not too long after. Huh. I remember I sent Mike a PM offering help.
Well, anyways, it's about time that you got on this show. So... Anyways, same process as always. RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, and then, of course, your favorite rants. So, we got a good selection of stuff for you guys this week, ranging from the RuneScape updates all the way to some essay-long rants. So, what do we get started with? Why not get started with this week's RuneScape updates? First thing we've got this week is the Cabin Fever quest. I'm taking it none of you guys have done this, right?
Well, no, actually. I haven't even done Rum Deal yet. I'm not a big fan of doing quests.
Yeah. And has Pika done it?
You can take a wild guess at that.
What?
Take a guess.
No.
Okay, that's right. I haven't... I never do quests, as some people might know, because I don't do quests, because, like, quests are, like, just not... They just have... They throw off negative vibes for me.
They so, don't like, have enough do pizzazz that. For you?
No, they need more pizzazz points, and then I do them.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm seriously lacking pizzazz.
This week's quest is called Cabin Fever. Basically, you're hired by this pirate guy in Port Ghosty to...
Pirates.
Yeah, Port Ghosty. Hmm. You're hired by this pirate guy to come with him on his ship, which is being fired at by cannonballs. So, and while you're
sounds
on the
like fun.
Yeah, it is actually. The battle part is fun. You have to, first you have to, blow up the enemy cannon. Go over there and do that. And then you need to, go over there and, fire this, canister of, little, shrapnel, I guess they called it, but it seemed more like a whiff of grape shot kind of thing, you know? That sort of thing. Kill a bunch of, pirate people on the other ship. Steal their treasure, and then, of course, sink their ship with cannonballs. So.
Yay!
So, after I did this quest, I found myself asking, what was the point of it? Because you get access to this island with a bunch of pirates on it, a fishing store, and a clothing shop. Really no other point to that island right now.
Well, what kind of pirates are on the island? What level are they?
Well, they're NPC pirates where you can't attack them. You can just talk to them.
Well, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, and there's also two bars there. So, yeah, there's also something called Brain Death Rum. I don't know. I didn't like this. Like, I liked the actual part of the quest, but what's the point in the end to do this quest? That's what I ended up asking myself, so...
Because it's a quest?
Yes, and I do have the maximum amount of quest points.
Yay.
How many do you have?
I only have 155 to most people. That's not a lot. To some, it is. But I'm not a big fan of quests. I usually just do the ones I need.
Mm-hmm. And how many does Pika have?
I don't know, like 10?
I seriously think you have more than that since you've done Legends and everything.
I don't know, like, a lot. Enough.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, on to reward for this. Two quest points, 7,000 smithing, agility, and crapping XP.
Yes.
So, and a little book of piracy.
Ooh.
Lets you talk. Lets you be able to talk and listen to the pirates on this island.
Wow.
So, remember we were talking about what you could talk to next last week, Pika? Remember that question?
Well, yeah, but this isn't an amulet, and it's not like to any specific thing besides people. I mean, it's just people.
Well, special people called pirates.
Ooh, pirates. I love hot pirates. Pirates are hot, but they make me just right inside. But why would I want to talk to them?
I don't know. Also, you can buy bandanas, pirate shirts, and pirate trousers there.
Oh, they got pirate clothes?
Yes.
Oh my god, then I can look like a little scene kid on RuneScape. That'd be like ultimate fun right
now. Yeah, they got four different colors, actually.
Yeah. Yes. It actually does kind of look weird when you put a... Well, you could put a bandana on your head, but anyways, that's aside the point. This quest reminded me of a little verse I found.
I have to do this quest now.
Yeah, you should do it. It's
I want the pirate pants.
It's pretty simple, actually.
I need pirate pants.
Have you done Rum Deal and Pirate's Treasure?
Maybe. I think maybe. I'm not sure.
But Pirate's Treasure is a free-to-play quest, I believe. And Rum Deal, you must have done Zogre Flesh Eaters. So, yes.
I think I did that one.
Yeah, so check if you done them, them and have a look at them. But it's reminded me of a verse. Cannon to the left of them, cannon to the right of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered.
Ooh.
any idea where that's from?
I've never heard of that.
I've heard it before. It was about some battle or something. And apparently they lost in the end, but I'm not sure what the exact name of it is.
Maybe it was Britain fighting America back in 76.
Maybe. Civil War poem, maybe. But anyways, that was just a little thing.
The Civil War was the North United States battling the South United States, not England.
I see. Well, I don't know much about the Civil War. So.
Apparently not.
No, I don't. As far as I knew, it was just the Loyalists against the Royalists.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I think I would have stuck with Britain on that one. Probably because Canada was a former British colony or something. Like that. You know? Did you guys know that? That
what?
Canada was a former British colony up until 1982?
Is it still in the Commonwealth?
No, it's not. We got full independence in 1982.
Down with the Commonwealth. Down with Britain empire-ness.
No, it's imperialism, a thing in the 20th century, but it's the 21st century now. Anyways, on to more RuneScape news after that slight little thing.
Four new worlds, one in the UK, three in Canada, but we still need more.
Yeah, the Canada ones are still full. Like, the free-to-play Canada ones are always full, almost, and, 18 is still full. So I think another two Canada worlds, preferably on the West Coast, would be a good idea.
Put one in, like, Arizona, because I'd really...
get an Arizona world, then? Just for you?
No, for everyone in the Southwest United States, because I believe, personally, that why should I just have my own little server when I can share it with everyone?
Well, that's a good thing, so, yeah.
No noobs allowed.
Yeah, well, how do you determine if someone's a noob nowadays, you know?
I have to approve them.
So you're going to be approving everybody that signs in and stuff? That's what I thought. Guess not.
Yeah, they really needed those Canada worlds.
Ouch.
Though.
Yeah, they did.
You just ripped a giant hole right through my heart. I'm bleeding profusely on the floor now.
But because of this, I'm on world 114 or 115 now, so if you want to come visit me, you can try and come find me there.
And they added world 105, because there wasn't a 105, right?
Yeah, because they were having problems with that UK server. I remember a few weeks ago when those ones came out, we made a joke or something, like they couldn't count or something, but apparently it was broken. So, I can count 100, 101, 102, 103... 104, 106.
I guess that server just didn't have enough pizzazz to make it so
Give it a...
Well, I've got a question.
Yeah,
I've got
ahead.
A question, actually. Do Jackets actually own their own servers, or do they rent them from a hosting company?
Well, based on... Because there's them in the hosting world, there's ways you can rent a server, and you get it with exactly what you want. But most places, private, like places where we go to get our server, would not be acceptable for Jagex because they need a guarantee that it will not go down. They need a guarantee that their stuff will be daily backed up, like daily backup on DVDs or whatever, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's probably only at the central server, but.
Yeah.
The way it would work, this is my reasoning on it, is there's one master server with all the files, like all the, you know, like the, what are the files I'm trying to talk about? Like the databases and stuff that control all the players' data and stuff. That would
so
probably be
would,
a yes. single server.
It would be very bad
the
if
login
someone
server
to hack it.
In the UK. But I really don't see what somebody would gain from hacking just a simple, like, say, World 65, because...
Instead of hacking one of the worlds, why don't you hack the main server and bring down the entire
system? Yeah, that's
system.
Where you'd get more info from, because they don't store each... That would just be too much to store everyone's data all on each server, so...
Yep.
Bring down the system.
No. You can go to... Excuse me, you can go to jail for that, so...
Only if you're caught.
Well,
yeah,
if you're caught, but yeah. Well, we're not a hacking show.
Okay,
not.
Next update. There is a new beast coming this month through the wilderness, bigger than the KBD reported. Let's talk about that new beast.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It's big.
Well, it's got to be if it's bigger than the King Black Dragon.
Yeah, they said that the King Black Dragon is even watching itself because it's
coming this month to a wilderness near you.
I don't know. Like they say, this thing will probably drop dragon weapons,
like
not
what a dragon dagger.
I don't think so.
Oh, imagine that—a dagger made out of dragon material.
Ooh, dragon so warhammer, cool. Maybe. Dragon pickaxe, dragon two-hander. No. Dragon mace. No, we already got that. So, anyways,
in missiles.
Oh, dragon missiles.
Pew. Dragon arrows.
Dragon nose picker.
Dragon plate body.
Oh, maybe. But they say weapons, and that's an armor, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You can take it off and throw it at people. It's really heavy.
Huh?
It'll crush them like little ants.
It says, multi-way wilderness, so I'm thinking it's going to be actually in the wilderness in a multi-combat area. That's going to be one heck of a heaven for a haven, however you want to call it, for PKers.
Yep, definitely. They're going to swarm to that place.
I'm going
to
stay clear of it for a few days.
A few days? I think a few weeks.
So, yes, I don't know.
What do you guys think it might be? Do you think it'll be some kind of like, you know how they have that champion update? Do you think it'll be like the leader of a certain type of race? Do you think it'll be just some new monster?
No, I know what it is.
Hmm.
It'll be like a boomerang thing that you throw and it cuts their heads off and then it comes back to you. But like it inflicts damage, like a battle axe, you know, but it comes back to you. The throw axe.
Yeah, that's a rune thrown axe.
Yeah, and then it can come back to you. But you like never have to restock it though.
I see. We're talking about the monster right now, though.
Oh, the monster. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be mean. It'll bite your head off and you'll die in one.
Oh, I know.
One little attack.
I know.
Actually have an animation of your head being bitten off.
I know. The leader of the hand race. The giant hands.
It'll squeeze you like a pulp. I mean, squeeze you to a pulp and your little guts will fly out between the fingers.
That's nice.
Yes.
My prediction is like the, you know how they have those creepy hands or whatever they're called in the Slave Tower?
Yeah.
Like
yep.
A big one of those, maybe. What's mm-hmm. your creepy...
Then what will happen is, it'll put you on the floor, then it'll smash you! You'll be smashed into like little warrior paste that it'll eat.
Yes.
Yes.
So, what are your guys' predictions here?
Oh, man. I'm predicting Pika needs a break or something. but seriously, I don't know. I can't really put my My thought on that. I don't think it'll be a dragon or anything.
No. We already got a big dragon.
So.
I don't know. Who knows? Pika, what do you think?
About what?
What monster it'll be.
It'll be a dragon thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No. I know what it's going to be. It'll be a penguin.
Right.
Okay.
A cute little fuzzy penguin.
Okay, pick a
anyways, we need to be moving on now.
Thinking it's a harmless little penguin, and then it'll turn into a super massive devil penguin, and it'll smash you out!
Anyways.
We need to be moving on now.
Okay.
Despite Pika's energetic energy.
Along with this comes a new sort. Oh yeah, we already did that. 40 new clues and rewards will be coming. Yes, new clues and new
it's
rewards.
About time. Yes. I've actually been thinking about this lately. I talked with my fiancé about it, and I said it would be a good idea if they updated the clues and added new clue rewards and new steps and new puzzles and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it'll only be a matter of time, though, before they start, before sites like ours, because we got quite a thingy, a post of clues that'll be put into a treasure trail guide eventually coming together, so it'll only be a matter of time before sites have those, but it should be a good thing. Anyways.
Yes.
So, high-level pies, area improvements, Pious Pete, and, of course, reader's letters.
I think Pious Pete will give people pies.
That sounds like a wise idea.
Yep.
Adventurers interested in portals to other dimensions and slaying fellow beasts will want to talk to Oddstein. Professor Oddstein once the update is complete. I don't know.
That one sounds like it might be a good update.
Yes. Other dimensions. Interesting. But anyways, looks like an okay month. February. Month of love, maybe.
Hey, my birthday is this month.
Oh, what day?
The 19th.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes.
We'll talk
February
about
February 19th. Write down that number. 19. I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Okay, well, our listeners will...
19 plus 8. 19 plus 8.
What?
19 plus 8.
What's 19 plus 8? 27?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I'll tell you guys after.
The 27th?
Yeah.
Wait, is that your birthday?
Maybe.
You'll be like, what, 19?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah, not yet.
Going on 30?
No.
Got that hair falling out now? Getting a little old, can't run quite as well. Got that whatever old people stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Man. Arteries
yes.
get
clogged. Okay, on to questions now.
Can't eat the same food you ate when you were 29. Those french fries like tear up your esophagus and all that, you know.
On to questions now.
Okay, first question. When do you think the long-awaited dragon pickaxe and two-handed sword will come out? And what do you think their special attacks will be? That's from King Kula.
King Kala.
Kala.
Yes, our ex-mod.
I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think the dragon pickaxe and two-handed will come out when they come out, and their special attacks will be whatever they are.
Right.
Really, that's a real helpful pick.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
But the Weezin people say this, is that, did I just say Weezin?
Yes.
Weezin.
The reason people say this is because on the high score page there's a picture of a dragon pickaxe and something else, so I don't know. Dragon pickaxe might turn out to be something like the normal wood cutting axe, where it turns out to be a weapon where you end up going PKing people with.
Yeah. I think the pickaxe will be a big letdown.
Yeah.
Death by pickaxe.
And who needs a two-hander, really? You know?
I do.
Really?
I do. Yes.
Well, I'm going to assume it's going to have a special attack different from other dragon weapons to make it more special.
Yeah, probably. So, we'll just have to wait and see on that. So, the short answer for that is, we don't know. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Next, do you ever take your pet cat out of the bank? What do you do with it when it is out? Personally, I raise my cat when I fish and then trade it for deaths and Ardrogue, or whatever.
Ardonia.
Ardonia.
Ardonia!
This is from PFK99s.
PFK99s, we love you. Personally, my kitty, I even forgot I had a cat up until this very moment. So that tells you how much I take it out and what I do when it's out.
Wow.
Well, I remember the first cat before I traded it for death runes. Yeah, I'm such a good pet owner. Anyways, it used to just, like, follow me around and do stuff. Then it would, like, get caught in a building or behind a fence or something, and it just, like, magically reappear.
Yeah. Yep.
It looks like I actually crapped it out. It just, like, right behind you. It's really creepy looking.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You guys gotta see this. It's
amazing. Okay. Krazy, what do you do with your cat?
Well, actually, when I did the Gertrude's cat, whatever quest it is, I had the cat for about 5 minutes, and then I killed it.
LA.
Yes, I've never had a cat since.
So, you never had one that grew up?
Nope, I've never tried. I thought it was just kind of a useless thing. Even when I found out that you can trade it for death runes, I just...
Yeah, 50 deaths, what's the big deal?
Isn't it 100?
I don't know.
I think it was 100.
I think it's 100.
Okay, well, then I've had this cat. I'll tell you the story. When I was when I got members, I think I probably did the Gertrude's cat quest in the August after I got members, so that would have been almost a year. I had this quest for a year, or this cat for a year. I mean, it never turned into a cat. It just stayed a kitten, and then a stupid thing died when I was doing that quest. So I get a new one, and I had lots of time on that one, so I think it was almost ready to grow up.
You know those sticks down on Karamja that you can put the spiders on?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Skewers?
You should be able to put your kitty on those.
Why?
You can eat your kitty.
That's just plain cruel.
No, that'd be so cool, though.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Pika.
Okay, now with that said, let's go on to the next question. I'd like Krazy to read that one.
Hang on. I never take my cat out of the bank, and if it is out, I just load it up on tuna or whatever.
Awesome.
Wow.
Read the next question, then.
All right. Now that the Intel chip has going into Mac, do you think it will increase sales for the Mac, or will people stick with the PC? And that question is from Hand Me Down.
No.
Yes.
Well, you want to justify your point first, or should I justify mine first?
Okay. I see it like this. People only tolerate Windows because it's on computers that use Intel, such as like a Dell or something like that. Anyway, so I think now that Mac will have the Intel chips, people will trust it more, and then dump Microsoft because Microsoft is like weird.
Well...
Because Microsoft decides not to play my DVDs when I put the DVD in. So, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend and we're trying to watch a DVD, but guess what? It would not play. And it just, like, ruined my entire, like, DVD experience. Thanks a lot, Bill Gates. You are the cheapest person ever.
That is one point about the Mac OS, though, is it has a DVD player built into it.
You put the DVD in, and it plays. No questions asked, no technical crap,
and
it just goes.
And I'm sure I've said the slogan for Mac before is, it just works.
Because it does, it just works.
But I've never tried it, so. Anyways, I don't think people will switch over because they're not able to right now. They would be switching if you were able to buy the operating system from a store. But now you can just only get it with the hardware, so that's why people aren't switching, is because they can't buy the operating system and dual boot it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I've watched the ad, and it says, you know, now that the Intel chip is in the Mac, you know, imagine the possibilities. Well, what are the possibilities? What's going to make it so much better?
Well, it is saying that it is faster, and we've been through this before. So, yeah. Like the whole 2 to 3 times faster, not even true. We've been through that the week after Macworld. So, but anyways, thank you, Hand Me Down. I'll take this next one. I'm currently making about 10,000 nature runes for a quest of an abyssal whip, but that's me. How did you guys get your whips? This is from Red Rooster.
I won mine duly, but then I lost it.
Good one.
Krazy, what about you? How'd you get yours?
Well, my first one I actually bought with cash, and then I sold it because I got a better price for it.
Yeah.
Then after that, a friend allowed me to buy a cheap one off him, and then that's how I got mine, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I bought mine with my own cash and a little bit of a loan from somebody, so I bought my whip for 4.6. Any idea what they're going for now?
Like three?
Well, I've actually sold about five in the last week, and
you should give me one. I really need one, because like, my weapons are pitiful.
I'm sorry. They've actually been steadily going down. I used to be able to get 3.4. In the last couple of days, I've been getting 3.2, 3.25.
So now would not be a good time for me to get that 85 Slayer, then.
It depends. It takes a while to get.
Yeah, how many do you get, like, per day? And then could you round that down to a per hour?
Well, actually, I don't even get them. My fiancée does. I sell them for her. But I don't think that it can really be predicted on the drop rate, because there are so many people that are constantly killing them. And, I mean, there's usually always someone at the Abyssal Demons. So, I mean, she got one in three drops. One.
Wow.
So, it's just completely random.
Random, random, random.
Okay,
exactly.
There's Shane.
Random, random.
Shane.
Yes.
Calm yourself.
Okay.
You can get through this.
Okay. Okay. Any ideas on what the new Wilderness Beast will be and what dragon weapon it may drop?
It'll be big. It'll drop dragon weapons, such as like a dragon, dragon arrows or dragon javelins, or like a dragon something that you throw at people and it kills them.
Dragon, what are those little things that the ninjas use, those spinning blade things?
Ninja stars.
Yes.
Yeah. Dragon ninja stars. Yes. Then you can be dress up like a ninja and the rogue stuff and then ninja people. You like throw them and it chops their heads off and you're like, yes, I ninja'd you. but death by ninja, you don't get to keep anything if you're skulled or not, because it's death by ninja, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be the most hardcore thing ever to hit RuneScape.
My official prediction as to what it'll be, I'd say a hand monster, you know, like those magic hands in the Slayer Tower.
I think you like hands too much.
And then there'll be a big one of those.
You've got a hand fetish.
And it will drop dragon claws.
Oh, man.
So I think that the whole hand thing is just a Freudian slip by Shane. He's trying to recover from it.
Freudian. Just one of you, the Sigmund Freud expert here.
Yeah.
But anyways, Crazy, did we get your opinion on this?
Opinion.
I'm going to simply assume that it's going to be either a dragon pickaxe or a two-hander, or it could be both.
Yeah, that's my opinion right there, too.
Okay, and that was from Brad, our moderator, Brad.
Okay, next question.
Brad,
I've been hearing many opinions on which armor is better, Barrows or Dragon. And I know that there are many types of Barrows, but some people say that Sergeant Barrows' armor is better than Dragon, and I was wondering what are your
opinions.
Opinions. Spell it right, guys, okay? What your opinions were on this. That's from, should I say the name?
Yeah, Sneak1230.
Okay, I'm sorry I just embarrassed the crap out of you, but that's life. Get used to it.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry for any actions.
Yep.
What?
Well, if you guys don't mind, I'll take
Barrows
it from here.
Barrows owns Dragon, and Dragon's just for, like, show.
Right.
So what actually, it depends what you're doing. See, Barrow's armor is more designed for certain things. Fight pits, Kalfi Queen, dueling, and stuff like that. Dragon armor is just good all around. If you want to go kill Shadow Warriors or something low level, it would be best to use that, because then you're not degrading your Barrow's armor on such low level monsters.
That's right. So what set of Barrows do you like the best?
Well, I just... for some reason I've been sticking with Torag, not because it's cheap, but it's just it's got really good defense, and I don't really kill anything where I need Guthans or Durex or anything like that.
What does Torag's do?
Well, with this set, I think it decreases another person's energy by 20% each time or something.
I see.
So it really doesn't have a good special effect.
Yeah. That's a good thing, I guess, if you're wanting just a general set all around. But if you're wanting to get more specialized, like, for instance, say fighting, as you said, the fight pits go with Guthan, or if you're training on high levels, probably Guthan as well, so since it has that healing property.
Mm-hmm.
And Varax can, in italics, hit through armor.
Yep, and prayer. It really cuts through that prayer.
Really? It does?
Yes. When I was around about 110 or 111, I had a 96 win against me in the duel arena with Varax on.
So, was it going through your prayer or through your armor? Which one?
I'm not 100% sure, actually.
Because I know on the manual, it does in fact say that it goes through armor. It doesn't say anything about prayer, though.
So basically it just cuts through the defenses really easy.
Yeah. So, I guess that's what it says about that. So, let's see. Just pulling up the Barros thingamadoo here. Let's see. Barros armor sets. Who are we looking for? We're looking for Varak. Varak the Deflied set. Melee attacks have a chance to ignore the target's armor. That's the official thing in the manual.
Alright.
So, yeah, that's that. Anyways, thank you for that question, Sneak1230. Sorry about what
Yay,
I said.
Yay, next question. Yes, another question.
Okay.
One more question. I want to read the question.
Go
you
ahead.
You can.
Because Shane always reads the questions I want to read. It's really annoying. If you could create your own weapon/weapon armor set, what would it be? What would the stats be like? Should I read the rest of it in parentheses, or is that just a waste of time?
Yeah, read it in parentheses.
Okay, that's good. Okay, this is from PFK99s. Oh, we love you, man. And anyways, and the rest of this is, remember, if you do one hit KOs every shot, the game might be boring. My weapon would be, quote-unquote, okay in melee range and magic. It would be similar to the bow sword from one of the recent quest. Oh, that sounds fun. But it could also be used as a wand.
Oh, amazing.
And be used as a weapon and a wand at the same time. Oh my god, that's like genius. To wield and use, you have to have an attack and strength of 70, ranged of 70, and magic of 70.
That's some high requirements.
Yeah.
That is one amazing weapon.
Yeah. So what would you do for your armor set?
Me?
Yeah.
It would just be like a regular armor. But you'd have like a dragon thingy, like a boomerang, or ninja stars that go through people and their armor just like that, and it kills them. But it wouldn't be like a one-shot KO.
Right. Okay.
It would take them down to 10 HP, and then each shot after that would be 2. So it'd go whatever down to 10, then 8, then 6, then
what if they eat sharks?
Then like 4. Well, if they eat sharks, that's their own problem because it'll take it down to 10 again.
Alright.
Okay.
It'll just prolong their death.
Alright. Krazy, what about you?
Well, I wouldn't say that it should be allowed for the creator to actually choose the stats, because everyone, of course, would go for the highest stats.
That's right.
I would think more appearance-wise it should be customizable.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
I would have something definitely that looks just very unique. Because I'm sick of walking around and seeing other people wearing the exact same thing as me.
Yeah.
Mine would have flames painted on it.
Yeah. Mine would sort of be a kind of like a, I don't know, be some sort of this little thing you have to wear around your neck. It gives you all these kind of powers. Lets you, no. The amulet is the weapon. Amulet is the weapon. You'd be able to harness power from who knows where and then fire it at people like, pew!
Wait, did you say from you nowhere or who knows where?
From, yeah, from who knows where.
Because I'm going to conjure up some power from you know where.
Okay. Thank you for that. But it's from
it'll be
who knows. Awesome. It'll fire from who knows where. From, like, your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire from, like,
it'll just shoot right out of there. Yum yum.
Fire out of your hand.
Why is this show so fun? Like, this week, the past 34 weeks, I've never been this fun.
It'll fire out of your hand. Big burst of
ooh,
energy.
Ooh, out of the hand! Wow.
And
that's,
be able to,
that's new to me.
You'll be able to send someone flying through midair with a great amount of force, and then when they hit a wall or another obstacle, they'll lose their armor and weapons onto the ground.
That's hardcore.
This will hit 30s stuff.
Man, I've never had it shoot out of my hand before.
But
I've got to try that sometime.
It's not shooting out of you know where. That's your idea.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez. Thank you, PFK99. You make the best questions out there so far.
You bring okay. out you bring out the most perverted things out of Shane. That was by far, like, the worst thing ever. Okay, tech news time.
Tech news, okay. We all know February has tons of important dates, such as Valentine's Day, Mika's birthday.
Yes.
19 plus, plus 8. And but February 17th, 2009 is an important day. It's the day that analog TV will be shut down in the U.S. Government, of course, will be putting out money for people that don't want to upgrade their TV sets to, like, ending of analog TV and forcing it all to digital. This was originally set for 2006, but it's been changed again. So this is definitely something that is coming, and it has been, in fact, signed by George Bush into law.
What is analog TV?
Well, that's TV that you can just pull over a standard coax connection or over the airwaves.
What's wrong with that?
Well, apparently people don't like it anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
Look, okay, I do not have cable. I used to not have cable in my room. I do now, fortunately enough. And I would have my TV in here, and I could get, like, Fox and WB and all, and CBS, NBC, and all the regular alphabet channels, you know, with all the weird, like, little ABC, NBC,
yes.
Whatever the hell they stand for. Anyways, nobody knows. So basically, because I suddenly don't have magic cables popping out of my wall, cannot get television. People die in wars to preserve the right to get free television. Okay? So how can this president sign a bill like that to get rid of free television? It's an abomination to all television kind.
It'll probably still be free.
Yeah.
No!
Well, what are they going to be upgrading to?
This is corporate greed. Comcast and Cox Cable and all the cable companies are in on this, and they just paid off government to sign a bill saying that they can just do it over cable instead of over the airwaves, so people like me cannot have TV.
But you'll still be able to get HD signal over the air. You'll just need an HD tuner.
Yes, an HD tuner that you buy from the corporations that just want your money. Why can't you just take a standard TV that you can buy at like a swap meet or something like that for a decent amount of money, so you can watch your TV over the airwaves? Why can you not do that anymore? This is corporate greed, and it must end now.
All right, that's
this
enough.
This should be
a
rant.
Yeah, this should be a rant. Pika's rant. I'm gonna have to put a PG-13 rating on the show or something.
Yeah.
So, anyways, take a look at this link in the article. So, encourage your parents to buy you a new TV for 2009. Thank you.
I've just been briefed that my ranting caused the audio to be clipped.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys. If you want a transcript of this, you just give me a little private message, and I'll write you up a rant.
Okay. Why don't you do that anyways, and I'll post it with the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just more fun if I yell it.
Yeah, but that clips the audio.
Yeah.
Anyways, next thing, Halo 2 will not work on Windows XP.
See? Windows. Windows, that's why you need a Mac.
No.
It all relates to Windows.
It won't work on a Mac. People that want to play Halo 2 will have to upgrade to Vista.
See? That's Microsoft right there and their corporate greed.
Anyways, it's a Microsoft game, so figures why they're doing that, eh? Yeah, so anyways,
because that's the only thing that would make people want to buy Vista.
As said in the article on this, Vista could only stunt the game's appeal, which is definitely true, so I don't know. Doing this, Microsoft has put themselves in a lose-lose situation.
I don't think Microsoft even cares anymore.
People are not going to buy an operating system to play a game. They will not do that. They'll be
I wouldn't be surprised, though, because, I mean, look at how many people play on Halo 2 on Xbox Live, and they actually pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
They need to get out.
Some people are just gullible. They're either going to lose money, or people are going to be too gullible, and they'll give the money, or people will just end up pirating Windows Vista.
I think, well, they're going to do that anyway.
So that means, I guess, if you want to play Halo 2, you're going to have to buy Vista, which is formerly known as Longhorn. We don't even have full system specs yet on what Vista will need to run. That's expected the middle of this year. So, I don't know. It's just something interesting to think of if you're interested in playing Halo 2 when it comes out.
Vista going to be a 64-bit operating system?
They're going to have both 64 and 32-bit versions of it, as they do with Windows XP right now. But the thing is, we don't even see any advantages right now, and the home users won't see any advantages to 64-bit or dual-core primarily. Well, they will see dual-core benefits, but not 64-bit. There's no 64-bit applications out there.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with Windows XP.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. AMD's quad-core chips will be demoed as early as the middle of this year, expected for launch in early 2007. However, they may be released early this year, or later this year, I mean. So, basically what this means is a quad-core chip when they already have dual-core chips. What benefit the home user is going to have? Probably not that much, because the only things that can really see dual core and take full advantage of the application would be something like Photoshop.
Yeah.
But it also helps with doing multitasking. For instance, editing audio and burning a CD at the same time would also help with dual core. So,
basically, it means that it can perform more operations.
That's right. It's basically two CPUs on one platter. But this will be four CPUs on one platter, so yes.
Wow.
Sweet.
But I don't know. I don't really see why we need quad core. So, I don't know. This is just a little interesting thing that we have. So,
I think AMD just really want to outdo Intel right now.
Yeah. That's what I'm probably putting in the next computer I'm doing. And finally, for a little piece of tech news, a little tidbit I put in each week. What this is, it's a huge map of the undersea cables. As you can see that the Atlantic Ocean has a large amount of undersea cables, 500 gigabits per second cables. So,
ooh.
If you take a look, you'll see that you see the links, how our info flows to Jagex and stuff, and how it flows to Asia, and pretty much how the entire world is networked. Pretty interesting how that works.
What do they do if those cables get damaged?
Oh,
they repair them.
Well, I mean, I know that, but that's going to be expensive.
They all go to England. Oh, my God.
And some go to Japan and... Yeah.
In Indonesia.
There's a lot coming from the east coast of America.
Yeah. Some look like they're heading into Australia, New Zealand.
Yep.
Little island off of Africa. South America.
Wait, what island off of Africa?
That little one.
Yeah, the real small one.
You mean the one that they call Madagascar?
No, the tiny, tiny one.
Oh, okay. That one doesn't count then. It's not Madagascar.
Okay,
well, they go through Singapore and Indonesia, too.
Yeah, so this is something interesting to look at. On to rants. I think we should put Pika back in his cage.
Yeah.
Krazy, you want to take this first one?
Sure.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. I think that fishing... Oh, okay. I think that fishing needs more updates, because this is the one skill that has been neglected for a long time. I mean, even cooking gets updates. The time I have played RuneScape, I have never known to have been a fishing update. I'm level 102 with 84 fishing, and I think that us fishers need updates too. So please, Jaggeds, just take some time to figure out a new update for fishing and or make the fishing trawler funner. Right now, no one is even on it. Seriously, look for yourself. So, plucks, Jaggeds. Pretty pleased with a dragon chain on top. I don't know, but fellow fishers, we must stand up for ourselves. So sign here if you support. Thanks. P.S. I mean, a better fish than manta ray. Or maybe new harpoons, or something.
I don't know. I think this one is okay, because they do need something higher to keep these high-level fishers occupied. And why not fishing game? We've had tons of other mini-games. Like, heck, we even had a woodcutting mini-game. So why not?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even tried that trawler game, because everyone just tells me how crappy it is.
Yeah, it is. You need to have people with high fishing on it, so...
I've only got 86.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we'll go one day. Go for a little boat ride. But
oh, yeah, and drown.
Shane and Krazy going for a little boat ride, I see.
Hey, no pickup.
Sounds very, yes, I'm not going to say it.
Yes, yeah, pick okay. PG-13.
Yeah, so here we go. I think that rant has a good point, but definitely probably do need to see a fishing update.
Definitely.
Next rant.
Pika, do you want to take this one?
Can I do the next two? Because I like doing the rants.
The next two? There's only two others.
Yeah, there's only two others.
Wait, we did the fishing one.
Then there's two more.
Yeah, so I said next two.
Oh, yeah, go ahead then.
Verified everything. I don't mean to be sick or anything, but I don't care about it. I just think it's a bit weird if you examine a frog prince, because it says, "What a handsome man!" And it says it even if you're a guy examining him. I find it a little disturbing to post... Disturbing, lol. Post your comments here, and I don't care about it. I just think it's a bit weird if a mod reads this. Can you please post a comment too? Thanks. Well, great. that was very well.
Lol.
Anyway, so who cares what it says? Wow, what a handsome man. Wow, that's like amazing. That's the hottest guy I've ever seen, that frog prince. You gotta go check yourself. I'm serious, man. Okay, so this guy needs to get over himself. He probably is a bit weird himself to be ranting about this. So, whatever. It's just a game.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a game. Conventional answer.
And I'm sure that Jagex doesn't really consider its descriptions, because not many people are like focused, such as this guy, on descriptions.
I examine everything I see.
You need to examine your life.
And what's it going to say, Pika?
It'll say, "Wow, I examine everything, so I don't take the time to look at the whole picture."
Really?
If you go bit by bit, you're not going to see the entire thing if you just keep examining.
Isn't RuneScape bits and bytes bit by bit?
Yeah.
That's true, but we're talking about the actual game.
Yeah.
So, Shane, I'll give you, like, 10 million GP. No, I'll give you your Santa hat if you can, like, play for, like, a month without examining a single thing.
Okay. Ooh. Sure.
Yeah, but then you'll just, like, tell me that I didn't examine anything. I won't be able to know.
You want me to set up a live video feed so you can constantly see what I'm doing with taking a picture like every 2 seconds or something?
Ooh. Just RuneScape or everything?
Just RuneScape.
Not everything?
No, not my entire computer desktop. That's got confidential things on it.
Ooh.
Like what?
access codes.
Ooh, access codes to what?
My school login and
his offshore accounts.
His offshore Swedish accounts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
His whole, like, $2 in gold. Okay.
Okay, next rant, please, Pika.
Why does everyone run at the same speed no matter what? Good question. If I'm a melee-er, and you run before I land a hit on you, I will not hit you unless you stop running. hit an obstacle or run out of energy. Run out, or you, or your run energy runs out. Strange sentence. I cannot hit you unless one of those things happens. Agility should affect running speed as well as run energy restoration. It would encourage the training of an otherwise left skill.
Left out skill.
Left out skill. Thank you for leaving out the left out. Look how many people have level 56 or low XP of 57 agility. People train it for regicide and then no more. Wow, that's pretty true. I stopped at 56. No, actually 57. So this is a good run. Very accurate. Mm-hmm. This would be beneficial for all players. Skillers would get to the bank faster. PKers could actually catch up with their victims.
And well-trained victims could escape from PKers, and the list goes on. This would not be
ridiculously fast. Like Warp 8!
That's not very fast. Well, yeah. It is, kind of, so. Anyways.
We could go 9.9.
Okay. That's fast.
I'm not talking about perhaps another 1 square per second every 33 levels. Agility levels. So at level 99, you could cover another 3 squares per second than someone at level 1 agility. Until you had covered a whole square more than the other person, you wanted to still be vulnerable attacks. Edit! The extra speed will not work in free world. Some members don't get a huge PK in advantage. That would suck.
That's
not working.
I like this rant.
That's why people like us that PK in free worlds, because you don't feel like losing all our good.
You know what? I would love for this to happen, because I get sick and tired of a level 33 begging me for money, and when I like run away in another direction, they run at the same speed. So,
exactly.
You know.
What level agility are you?
I'm 72, I believe.
Oh, you Pika.
I believe that I said it halfway through the rant.
Yeah, you stopped at 56. But anyways, I'm...
57.
Okay, I'm 60. I'm 65.
Ooh, big agility fan, I see.
No. check the guy who has number one agility. That guy's an agility fan.
How do you know it's a he?
I don't know, I just said it.
Oh, generalizing people. That's not very nice.
Okay. The person, then, who checked the person... Who
How do you know it's an actual human? It could be an animal.
Oh, my
playing.
God.
Because animals don't have thumbs and can't play.
Monkeys do. Hey, it could be an octopus playing, because they got, like, 8 hands. So who knows?
We've been at this show for about, I don't know, I'm showing, like, 50 minutes now, at least. Wow. I think it's about time we wap this up, so...
What are we doing on RuneScape?
Krazy can go first, seeing as he's the guest.
Well, right now, I'm not even on, but lately, no. Mainly working on Slayer, trying to raise my combat up. I've stopped with skills for a little while, took a break from that. And I was sick of being 111 combat for over a month. So, been working on that, and my current goal is 95 attack, 95 strength, and 95 defense.
Oh, that's pretty good. What about you, Piccola, or Mr. Mark?
What did you call me the first time?
Piccola?
Can you never say that again?
Okay.
Never. Never. Never in your life will All right. you ever say Piccola again.
Okay.
Okay, so what will you not call me?
Piccola.
You just said it! You just said it. Now tell me, what will you never call me again?
P-I-K.
Don't even spell it. Don't even think about it, or else your head will explode, and you will no longer exist.
Okay, so what have you been up to on RuneScape, then?
Oh, about that. Whatever it was last week, because I really haven't been playing that much this week.
Okay, so...
I'm telling you, my history class is killing me. There's so much homework to read.
Really? That's interesting.
Kiddies, whoever are listening to this, when you're in high school... And you're like a junior or senior or whatever, and you have the option to take AP history, don't do it. Your life will end.
Okay. I thought just regular history was bad.
Yeah, well, like, if you want to read, like, 100 pages tonight, then be my guest, go ahead, but...
But, I, for instance, I don't like history. I prefer, if it's going to be history, it has to be post-1900.
Yeah.
I prefer...
No, actually, the 1870s to 1890s were pretty happening, pretty swanky.
I don't know. I prefer political science, though. So. How about I go with what I've been up to on RuneScape, then?
Okay.
You guys know Project Green. That thing is the slope of, if you were to graph the progress of it, it's gradually coming to a slope, slowing down, because I'm running out of money here on that. So, yes, running out of money on Project Green.
How much money do you need to complete Project Green?
I need an extra about $4 million to complete Project Green, which I do not have.
Okay.
So, that's what I need to complete Project Green.
And how long will it take you to repay any donators?
I could pay you in potions, or I could pay you in something else.
You gotta get rid of those potions.
No, GP. GP?
Yeah.
That might be, I don't know, a few months?
A few months.
Or maybe, wow. I don't know. Not a few months, definitely. Like, I don't know. Let's just say a reasonable amount of time. So let's just say that. So, but farming is level 64, which is approaching the goal part, the goal level for that. So 64 farming out of 65. That's pretty good. Also, what else can I say?
I see you.
Yeah, you can see me, can't you? But anyways,
I see you.
That's nice.
I see you.
I got 69 Herblore this week.
I know where you live, and I've seen where you sleep.
That's disturbing.
Yes, it is, isn't it? But I got 69 Herblore this week, so...
Congratulations.
Yeah, anti-fire potions. So if anybody
I just
wants
remember
some,
that from a movie, I'm sorry.
So if anybody wants some potions made, they can come and see me.
Can well, what are you going to do with your super energy?
Oh, I need to sell those. Also, if you... this is a good time of the show. If you want to buy super energy potions, just let me know. I have tons that I can sell you. I can sell you about 1,000 of them if you need. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Can I pay you in super energies?
What would I do with like 1,000,000 super energies?
You could sell 1,000. Them.
They go Why for, would I want to sell
they
them?
They go for 2K each.
To who? Who buys them?
Runecrafters?
And where do I sell them to them at?
In Draenor Village or on the forums.
You could try World 66.
Yeah.
Last nice. Three laws.
Yeah. You could try there. So, yeah. So I need to sell some. So if you want to buy, just let me know. I think we're done for this episode of RSB&B Update. Slightly longer than the original, but nonetheless, still very interesting.
And fun.
Yes, and fun. So
I'm feeling that this episode had a lot of pizzazz in it.
Oh yes, definitely. Definitely. We're running a little experiment here. If you've noticed, the last episode was barely edited a bit, so we're just playing with that idea of not editing right now.
The so raw essence of RSB&B Update.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you know it's good. Shane doesn't apparently feel the need to feel the true essence of it.
Yeah, okay. So
it's just too foxy for him.
So
he's too cool to leave it unedited.
Anybody have anything they want to say for closing remarks?
Later, guys.
Wow, so amazing! Such wonderful words you used, Pika.
Yeah. Well,
isn't it groovy?
Yeah, it's time to, I think, wrap this one up. Episode 34 is done now. So it's Thursday, January 9th, 2006. I mean, February, obviously, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, February. Yeah. So, super energy potions, if you want some, just contact me. I still got a good amount.
Wow. Peace out, yo.
Toodaloo.
Peace in the world.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, I was gonna do a harmonica solo.
Oh no.
Let me find my harmonica. Oh, here it is. No. It's not actually mine, it's my friend's, but let me borrow it.
You shouldn't use that, you can spread disease.
She doesn't have, like, the Black Plague or anything, Shane. I think I'm gonna be fine.
Bird flu?
Bird? Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna sprout wings tomorrow. Fly away with all the other birds. That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
I had a dream about that, because, like, when I first heard about bird flu, I thought it was something like that, you know? It was like a joke. And I had a dream that I got it, and I had little chicken wings, and I was flying around.
Interesting.
It was really hot.
Yeah.
If it were a movie, it'd be like an award-winning movie.
Ooh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah, just like that, Shane. Just like that.
Anyways, we're done, so I'll see you guys all next week. Bye-bye.
It was in black and white, too. Some pink.
Alrighty, then.
Dun, dun.
What? Yeah. I can't hear her now.
Yeah.
That's straight from the heart.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you.